From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading One by One by Gilbert Morris. Now let's begin with One by One. Chapter 1. Homecoming. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We'll be cruising at 30,000 feet en route from Atlanta to New Orleans. Just to give you a brief update on the weather in New Orleans, the temperature is 78 degrees with clear skies. Winds are light and variable out of the southeast. Our time en route today is going to be 1 hour and 12 minutes. We're expecting a smooth ride, so sit back and let your flight attendant give you our good service. The captain ended his speech, and Danielle Ross settled back into the comfort of her seat in the Boeing 757, picking up the brochure from the pocket in front of her. She noticed that the aircraft held 178 people. She wished the passenger on her right had been assigned to sit beside someone else. Even as her thoughts turned to him, the man's elbow pressed suggestively against her arm. He was a type she had learned to despise, a flashy dresser, crudely good-looking, and having the mistaken impression that all he had to do was turn on his charm, and any woman would be captivated. She gave him a quick glance, taking in the cream-colored slacks, the expensive suede jacket, and the ostrich leather boots. A smooth tan made his teeth look very white as he grinned boyishly at her. His thick, blonde hair fell across his brow in a way meant to look careless, though it wasn't, and Danny wondered who his hairdresser was. She knew his name because immediately after boarding in Atlanta, he had introduced himself as Lance Apollo. She had nodded, refusing to give her name. Now, however, he seemed determined to bring her around.